June's email grab bag.
Cheap production.
And here's your hosts.
He's doing it live.
The June.
Yeah, he's talking live. Yeah. That's not pre-recorded.
Thank you, hip announcer. It is time for a brand new segment, June's email grab bag. First email comes to us from Keith. He sent a picture from Battle of the Network Stars 1978 and asked how many could we name. You have the ABC, NBC, and CBS squads, and this is fantastic. Trip down memory lane. For the ABC team, I see Gabe Kapler, Robin Williams, Gordon Joyce DeWitt.
There you go. I have no idea who that is.
What's Gabe Kaplan.
What'd I say? Kaplan? Oh, sorry. Yeah, Gabe Kaplan. Yeah, Cotter, not the baseball player. Robert Urich?
Yeah, Vegas.
Dan Tana?
I played basketball with Robert Urich.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was before he died, though.
Thanks.
On the CBS team, McLean Stevenson, Tim Reed, Venus Flytrap, David Letterman. What was he doing for CBS back then?
I had a CBS show.
He was doing a morning show or something.
That was on NBC, the morning show.
It was on NBC.
Weather, maybe?
Letterman's on the CBS team. Lou Ferrigno, Valerie Bertinelli, LeVar Burton, and Charlene Tilton. And on the NBC team, I see William Shatner, Bill Devane. That's about all I recognize. And the coaches slash broadcasters for this event, Sparky Anderson, Frank Gifford, and Howard Cosell. What a great show.
Yeah, I used to watch that all the time.
And it wouldn't work these days, would it? Because
no, you don't have network stars.
I think it would have totally worked.
But see, back then we only had these three networks, and they were our biggest stars in the country. And now you've got so many different networks, I don't think it would be the same.
Yeah, but they would take from all the different networks now.
I don't think it would work as well.
It totally would. Think about Dancing with the Stars. When they first announced that concept, I said, this is the stupidest thing ever. People don't like that cheese. People love cheese. They love to just see stars.
Aikman and Buck on the Fox team? Be great.
Tim emails, and he said, I had a crazy dream about a chimp last night, and when I woke up, I had questions about the Larry Allen versus a chimp contest. He said, what if the chimp were put in football gear? Cleats, helmet, taped his hands, and he had a face mask so he couldn't use his mouth. Larry in football gear versus a chimp in football gear, would that help even the playing field?
The problem is you couldn't keep him in football gear. He would eat the helmet or use it as a weapon, as he would beat Larry Allen over the head.
All right, but the hypothetical is he stays in the football gear. Would that even it out?
A little bit, but he would still win.
So the chimp wears football gear, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Larry can't inflict any damage to the chimp's skull with a cudgel or a...
But he could sit on him.
Or a club. Yeah, I think if you just sewed the chimp's mouth shut or something. Don't put him in football gear. Leave him vulnerable.
Okay.
Sew his mouth shut. Or super glue it shut.
From Richard, he said, hey, Junes. While watching the Cowboys game yesterday, my 10-year-old daughter pointed out that Tony Romo's jersey looks funny. It doesn't fit. Like it's too big for him. It's not tight enough. Look at the other players' jerseys. They're all tapered. That was her actual quote. He said, I told my daughter, the Junes agrees with you. Her response, a blank stare equivalent to who the hell is Junes? See, even kids notice that Romo's jersey's too floppy.
Yeah, he needs to tighten it up.
So the other day during Muse in the News, I had a philosophical question, existential question, about how we spread the wealth. And I said I was driving through Highland Park, and they were already putting up their Christmas decorations. And I included everybody in this question. I said, even myself, I said, we're all guilty, unless you're a Mother Teresa-type figure. Why don't we share more of our wealth? It just seems anti-human nature, or maybe it's... I didn't understand.
Sounds like a bunch of secular humanism to me.
Yeah, I didn't understand why even billionaires don't give more, or why we're not all driven to give more to the less fortunate. And I got a lot of really good emails back. I got one not-so-good email back from David E., who didn't hear anything about the segment, but decided he'd fire off a hot sports opinion. How come when you're flying on a big plane to Europe to see a bike race and spending thousands, why don't you think of the kid with the fly on his head then?
Right. Yes! Right. I agree with that guy. Yep.
Why don't you donate your Europe bicycle money to the Sandusky victims? Put your money where your big mouth is.
That's so true! It's so true. This guy has a great point. Yeah. And I've never really had the guts to say this stuff to Junior.
Day, but then I didn't say it.
And I emailed this moron back and I said, I included myself in the discussion, that was the first thing I said. I said, I'm including myself in this. The only person I'm not including is any Mother Teresa type figures. I didn't think I could be any more clear. And it's and we always talk.
People hear what they want to hear, and most of the times they just hear whatever pushes their outrage button the most. Yeah. It's fun to be outraged.
And we always talk about the, when we talk about extravagant wealth, we talk about the kid in Somalia with the fly buzzing around his forehead. It's just kind of a phrase that we use on the show.
He's doing that while we're having wine parties in this country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, so, and even people who, you know, it's like these, even the, a lot of these Occupy people, they want the 1% to start sharing the wealth. Well, I think Somalia ought to start having an Occupy and saying, hey, look, even you people in the tents in Occupy America, you're still the 1% of the entire world.
Right.
Give us your tents.
Well, and as I said on that morning when I had that observation, I said, I realize that this is, it's not practical. The spread the wealth thing can't work, and I know there are a lot of reasons. And I did get a lot of really thoughtful email on that topic. It's a topic that got people thinking. Scott says, simply giving something to someone they haven't earned robs them of their dignity and initiative to make themselves a better person. He says, I think some degree of selfishness is good. It results in the exchange of goods for services for profit. That's simplistic as hell, but I don't know how else to frame it. He said Bono is now even opposed to the decades-long practice of sending aid to Africa in the hundreds of billions of dollars. He realizes it now produces nothing but corruption, destruction, and unintended consequences. Mm. So, yes, got a lot of good email on that, but I also wanted to share the bad email that is an example of what we get a lot up here. And finally, this is from Day 1 P1. I've changed his name Joe because I don't know if he wants anyone to know that he's counting down his days at work.
I love Joe.
He said, I loved the segment yesterday on the best players' numbers. Remember we had fun with numbers yesterday?
Yep.
Who's the greatest 12 of all time in any sport? He said, I'm counting down by final months of working, and I'm naming the months based on player numbers. He says, I have Johnny Unitas left to work.
It's 19 months.
19 months to go. He said, I started when I got under 2 years, so I've had Jordan, Smith, Clemente, Brock, and now Unitas. My final month will be Ozzie Smith. I grew up a Cardinals fan, and so that's how he's counting down. And I also heard from a lot of people that, George, do what we did back in college. You know, you remember phone numbers by your favorite player's numbers.
Yeah.
And so many people use players' numbers for countdowns or memory or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's how you remember them.
That's how you used to play your lottery. You had your collection of your favorite players' numbers, and so that's how I was able to determine what your lottery numbers were, and I played those same numbers every week.
You
just
crack,
where you would have to divide.
You cracked the code in very sorry fashion. All right, and that's the first ever installment of June's Email Grab Bag.
All right, then. You've been listening to June's Email Grab Bag right here on Sports Shut Up Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, then, 7:51 here on Sports